leader.
Ora, ora.
A way of sabotaging the first flag referendum has come from New Zealand First leader Winston Peters. In a submission to the Justice and Electoral Committee, Mr. Peters suggested an option for people against changing the flag or wanting the first referendum on flag design changed to a simple choice of whether to change the flag or not.
All opponents of this bill have to do is write on the referendum paper, "We want our flag." That's all they have to do. Their vote then becomes informal, and if sufficient numbers do, that then means informals, which is after all a choice, will outnumber the next highest choice of flag design. How credible then will the process be, and you will not have a credible reason to go into a second referendum?
Winston Peters, taking the unusual step for a party leader of making a submission to a select committee, said reversing the order of the referendums would save money.
Now we say, if a referendum is to be forced upon the taxpayers, then the first referendum must ask this simple question. Do you want to change the New Zealand flag, yes or no? If it's no, then we will stop there and save tens of millions of dollars.
And Winston Peters' sentiments echoed another item of business before the committee earlier in the morning, when another Member of Parliament, Labour's Trevor Mallard, presented his petition, signed by over 30,000 people, calling for the inclusion of a question in the first flag referendum, asking as to whether voters wanted a change of flag or not.
Every party represented at the cross-party group, other than the National Party, wanted to have a yes-no vote as the first vote on the referendum process. That is the system that was used when we had our electoral reform decision. We had a yes-no vote. At the same time, we had a list of alternatives. My view is that that system could be used for the flag and should be used for the flag. So right at the beginning is a decision about whether or not we want to have a change.
Mr. Mallard also said his proposal would save money.
About $13 million on the second referendum. I think there are better ways of spending that money. For example, you could get about 1,300 illiterate adults to read. You could get about 250 families a grant which would pay the deposit for them to own their own house. So there are some really good things that you could do with $13 million, which are much better than what I am now seeing as a vanity project, rather than something which is really asking the opinions of New Zealanders.
Trevor Mallard presenting his petition on the New Zealand Flag Referendums Bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee. And in the debating chamber, as Tom Frewen reports, there were more questions about the Auditor-General's report on whānau ora.
Among questions for the Minister for Whānau Ora and Māori Development, Te Ororua Flavel, was this one from the New Zealand First Party's Peter Parani.
Can the Minister guarantee that the changes already made to whānau ora ensure public funds can no longer go towards events such as Otaki's Rahui Rugby Club's $60,000 one-day hui? And if not, why not?
The Honourable Te Ororua Flavel.
Mr Speaker, the approach taken with whānau ora is that it's not about... it's not one approach fits all, and that there are many ways in which we can support families to achieve their goal. I can say that in answer to the question from the member, that I will be having a close look, as will the Whānau Ora Partnership Group, looking at all proposals that come our way. But in the end, we have commissioned certain outcomes from the commissioning agencies. We expect those outcomes to be delivered.
Seeking more detail on those outcomes was Labour's Nanaia Mahuta.
In a nutshell, what outcomes has the Minister sought from the Whānau Order Commissioning Agencies?
Honourable Te Ororua Flavel.
Those are far and wide-ranging, a desire on the part of this government and indeed myself as the Minister to have families to be strong within themselves, to be resilient, all the way through to allowing those who want to seek a new way of doing things in the economic development sphere to be able to do so. It's wide-ranging, and that's the beauty of whānau ora.
Māori Party co-leader Te Ororua Flavel. More information on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is made with funding from Parliament.